Have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest.
Morning, church. Our scripture reading comes out of Philippians 4, 6 to 7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. When you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand, his peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
Bow your heads with me for prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for each one of the pathfinders and the adventurers that are here today. Lord, please just come into their hearts and just send your spirit to guide each one as they continue on their life journey. And may they, each one, allow you to be first and foremost in their lives. Be with the staff, be with the other church members here, and may we all each also be able to encourage these kids on a path that shows your love. And just be with our Pathfinder Club and adventurers just now as we continue on in our service. And just be with us, guide us, give us the strength that we need to be true representatives of you. Thank you, Father. In thy name we pray, amen.
Happy Sabbath, church. God is good. And all the time. Amen. So we're going to start with our adventures today. Our adventures getting vested today. So I would like to call my staff up, please. So this year has been, as you watch our adventure slideshow, pretty sure you guys see everything, and that's what we do throughout the whole year. So we're going to start. So I like to be extra because these kids, they attend every meeting, and they work so hard and they learn a lot about growing with Jesus. And we're going to start with our Helping Hand class, and I would like to call up Camelia Matangi. Caleb, thank you, Caleb. Great job. There you go. Rose Clark, can you come on up, please? No, not today. All right. Not today. All right. Nehemiah Lawesi. Great job. Carl Newman. Great job. We're going to call up our Sunbeam class. We'll start with Serena Matangi. Abigail Marcos. Our busy bee, Isabella Marco. Okay, now we're going to call our little lamps. We'll start with Naaman Lawesi. Brianna Pritchard. Angelica Marcos. Oh, Calvin Pritchard. Oh, okay, Raven Clark, come on up. And River Clark, come on up. Okay, now I'm going to call up our, I'm going to call up our elders, Rod, Colleen, and Urides, sorry, and Dave, come on up, please. Oh, and Robin Lovelace, I'm so sorry. Is he here today? No? Okay. So here's a little token for willingly to come and help our adventures during our devotions. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, both Dave, you too. Okay, last, my staff, come on up here. So I have gifts for you guys. It's in here. If you can grab it, please. I would like to thank my staff. Can I call Josie and Monica to come on up, please? These ladies, they're not my staff, but they're willing to help out with everything that we do in adventures. If Jonelle, if you're watching, thank you so much too. I'll give you your gift, okay? I know you're watching online. And that's the end of our investor. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, church. Thank you so much for your prayers, your support, and always willingly to give for our adventure club. Thank you.
Now we're going to do the Pathfinder investiture. As I was sitting and watching the children, I couldn't help myself but pull up the text out of Mark chapter 10, verses 13 and 16, where it reads, "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, 'Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these.'" And so I praise the Lord that we have support for these programs, for the Pathfinders and the adventures, so that we can introduce to the children of this valley who Jesus is. And we will begin our... I'd like to ask Lynette, if Lynette and Lene are in the crowd, to please join us here on the stage, because this year, most of this year was yours. And so I'd like you to receive credit for everything that you all have done for our Pathfinders this year. Lene, she's already out there. Okay, just go ahead and join us here. And then I'd like to ask our coordinator, John Chadwick, to please join us on the stage as well. And we will, as we invest our Pathfinders here today. Pathfinders, as you come up, I'd like you to get your certificate and then shake the hands of your leadership here. And thank you all for all of the work that you guys have done this year. And I pray, it's my prayer that you all will return next year for the next Pathfinder year. Throughout this year, the Pathfinder Club, they had a camp meeting in Milo where they met all the other clubs in the conference. They've done their classes for their achievement levels, and they've also done quite a few honors throughout this year. But I'd like to acknowledge Lynette, Lene, and Trudy for all of their work this year with our Pathfinder Club. This year, the Pathfinder will also be going out to Gillette, Wyoming, and I'm sure they're all excited for this journey to Gillette. And we wouldn't be able to do that without the support of our church family. So thank you very much for all of your support. And also for all of the support and of the members at other churches in this valley. So without further ado, Naomi Loesi was part of the Friends class. And Cadman Newman is also part of the Friends achievement. Nathaniel Loesi. Angel Esparza.
We have the Rangers, so we have Yatzel Quintana, Noah Loesi, Nia Loesi. Oops, I got two of them here. There we go. Congratulations. And Kata Newman.
And then my wife also helped me out in preparing a little appreciation for our staff this year. So thank you from the bottom of my heart and our church family. Thank you, Trudy. All right, without further ado, our first sermonette is going to be given by Carl Newman. So Carl,
today I want to talk about brave and courageous, just like it says in Joshua 1:9. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's dive in. What does it mean to be brave? Being brave means doing something even when we feel scared. It's like facing our fears head on, knowing that we can trust God and help us through. For example, when David faced Goliath, he was brave because he trusted God to help him defeat the giant. What does it mean to be strong? Being strong doesn't just mean having big muscles, which I do have. It means having courage and standing up for what's right, even when it's hard. When we face challenges or things that scare us, we can't be strong by remembering that God is with us. He gives us the strength, and we keep needing to keep going. What is courage all about? Courage is like a superpower that helps us do what's right, even when it's hard. It's standing up for what we believe in, even when others might not agree, like when Esther spoke up to save her people. She showed incredible courage because she trusted in God's plan. How can we be brave and courageous? We can pray and ask God for courage when we're feeling scared or unsure. We can't remember that God is always with us, just like it says in Joshua 1:9. We can also practice being brave in little things like trying something new or helping a friend in need. When I moved down here last year, I had to be brave. I didn't want to leave my school and church where I had all my friends. It can be scary to leave a place you know and trust you will be all right. Even talking out loud in front of a church is a lot. Pray before and be courageous. So let's remember to be brave and courageous, knowing that God is always by our side. With his help, we can face anything that comes our way. Thank you for listening.
Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, Carl, for that sermonette. Be strong and courageous. Our next speaker today, I wasn't sure if I was going to get any of the Pathfinder to speak today, so I felt like this should receive some kind of, but it was, when I asked my daughter, it was weird. I asked her, do you want to do a sermon today? And she said, yeah, I'll do it. And, you know, just like no fear. Yeah, knowing that she's going to be speaking, not to make you put any pressure on you, knowing that she's going to be speaking in front of 50-plus adults, you know, not knowing if she's going to be scared. I'm scared sometimes of just speaking up in front of people. But for her to just, I'll do it, you know, just no fear at all. That's, in my heart, that's courage. And I don't know who she gets it from, probably her mom, but without further ado, Naomi Lewesi.
Happy Sabbath, church family. The title of my sermon this morning is Under His Wings, Jesus Knows He Takes Care of You. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this time we share together. We are excited to learn more about your love and care. Open our hearts and help us understand how your knowledge and care transforms our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hello, dear friends. How are you today? We are here to discover something amazing about our good friend Jesus. Have you ever had that day when everything seemed complicated? Perhaps you had challenging tasks at school, or maybe you were a little worried? Well, today we are going to dive into a story that will teach us that no matter how complicated the situation, Jesus always knows and is ready to take care of us. Imagine you are in a forest full of tall trees and you can hear the melodies of birds. You can feel the gentle breeze and hear the sound of a nearby stream. But as we walk further into the forest, we realize there are many shadows and obstacles on our path. Sometimes life can be like that, right? Full of things we don't understand that make us feel a little lost. Today, our adventure will lead us to discover how, between shadows and challenges, Jesus invites us to rest under his protective wings. Let's explore. Let's explore a special Bible story that will show us that Jesus is like a safe refuge, always ready to take care of us, guide us, and love us. So get ready to dip yourselves in the amazing truth that under his wings, Jesus knows he takes care of you. To begin, I want to share a special verse with you. It is in Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let's travel back in time. Imagine we are in a field full of hungry people. Yes, we are in the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. Jesus was teaching a large crowd, and at the end of the day, everyone was hungry. Imagine that, so many hungry people. But Jesus was not worried. He asked his friends if they had anything to eat, and they found a small boy who was willing to share. But he only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. 5 loaves and 2 fish for so many people. Can you believe it? Here is the amazing part. Jesus took those 5 loaves and 2 fish, lifted his eyes to heaven, thanked God, and started sharing them. And you know what happened? Incredibly, everyone ate and was satisfied. Not only that, there were baskets full of leftovers. How could that happen? Because Jesus knows and he takes care of us. Jesus took something small and made it big because he knows exactly what we need. Imagine that each of us is like a puzzle. There are so many small pieces, some happy, others sad, some easy, others difficult. And sometimes we feel like we don't fit well. But the amazing thing is that Jesus knows how to fit all the pieces of our life together. Even when it seems like something doesn't make sense, Jesus knows how to make everything work. And sometimes our life can be like those 5 loaves and 2 fish. It may seem like it's not enough, like that we can't do much. But when we put what little we have in the hands of Jesus, he can do this something incredible. Jesus knows how to take our lives and make something beautiful with them. Let's do a little activity together. Imagine that we are fishing with Jesus. As an example, I have a piece of paper with a fish drawn on it. On that fish, I wrote something that worries me or I am thankful for. I want you to imagine what you would write on this fish. Now let's put the fish in a basket like the baskets that were left over in the story of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. When we put our worries and thanksgivings in Jesus' hands, he transforms them into something beautiful. Just like the fish in the story turned into food for everyone, our worries and thanksgivings can become something that Jesus uses to bless many. Let's look together and read Matthew 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who worry and burdened, and I will give you rest. Can you repeat it with me? Come to me, all you who worry and burdened, and I will give you rest. Very well. This verse reminds us that when we feel tired or worried, Jesus is there to take care of us and give us rest. Do you see how amazing Jesus is? He knows and takes care of us in astonishing ways. Whether multiplying loaves and fishes or taking care of us in difficult times, Jesus is always there. Just as he transforms 5 loaves and 2 fish into something big, he can do the same with our lives. Jesus takes our worries and turns them into blessings for us and others. Before we go, I want you to remember this. Jesus always knows what we need, and he is always ready to take care of us. The next time you feel worried or tired, remember this story. Now let's close our eyes and thank Jesus for always knowing and taking care of us. Also, we can tell Jesus if there's anything that worries us. Remember that we can trust him because Jesus always takes care of us. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for always knowing what we need. Thank you for taking care of us as you did with the crowd and the loaves and fishes. Help us trust in you when we feel worried and tired. Thank you for being our friend and caretaker. Amen.
That concludes our service for today. I pray that you all receive a blessing, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you throughout this new week. Please bow your heads as I close this service out with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you once again for this opportunity, Lord, to serve you in this way. We thank you, Lord, for the children, especially, who give their hearts to you, Lord. May they continue to receive your love and build their relationship with you, Lord. For we know that it is with you that all things can be done. And so we pray, Lord, that as our congregation leaves today, that your Holy Spirit may bless each of those who are here and also those who are online. Thank you, Father, for being with us today. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.